Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a bonus episode of the Staller Podcast. Are you well?
Are you well?
Are you fucking well? Or are you sick? It's going around.
It is.
People are getting very, very sick.
You only get sick if you're on the bus.
Yeah. So just don't go on the bus.
Just don't go on the bus and you won't get the flu.
Yeah. Only you, are we?
Yep. Very well.
When this bonus episode goes out, we'll know either...
Whoa. Stop. Right. So stop talking there.
Why?
Don't talk about that.
That's don't want to jinx it.
It's too important. It's too important for this.
Oh, he's nervous.
Let's talk about it any other time.
He's nervous. We'll talk about it when after the result.
Stop talking.
Okay.
But we'll know.
We will know. It will. The information will be available.
Do you want your first question?
Yeah, please.
It's from Kira.
Hey, Kira.
She wants to know, is there any TV ad that lives rent-free in your head?
Ah, yeah. WiMAX
coming across the nation. Imagine WiMAX, the new sensation.
Or else that one, remember, your man stands up on the bus and says, I don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
That's a classic. They don't really make good ads anymore.
No, kind of stopped after the Hunky Dory one.
Peaked.
And the Chadwick's one, that was like probably last of a dying breed of good ads.
Top tier were up there. Yeah. The one where the Cadbury's one where the kid has the eyebrows and it's like down down and he's doing like dancing with his eyebrows.
I remember.
And then the kid,
really?
The girl as well.
That's a real niche answer. Like usually with that it will be a Guinness ad or Donegal Catch filing cabinet, that ad.
Well, yeah, I think the ones we mentioned are kind of on that.
I know, but his one,
the Cadbury's ad,
the Cadbury's one,
that's so fucking iconic.
Do you remember that one?
Ah, yeah.
No, don't remember that.
It was the first one that came to my mind when you said like ad.
It doesn't live the kid, the one with the kid, like the really old Santy one, the Kellogg's
Cornflakes one.
Class.
Or the Coca-Cola one chasing the truck. Holidays are coming. Yeah. Holidays are coming. That's a good one, and that'll probably start now because Halloween's over. So you probably start seeing that truck
Friday morning.
Do you know the Guinness?
To us.
Do you ever see the big trucks, the big lorries, the Guinness lorries?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that
was
they
full
can,
of Guinness.
Yeah.
Nothing in it.
Well, it's like grains and shit.
Kegs.
No, you know the big barrel on the back of the lorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's in the shape of like
it's
a Guinness can. That's not Guinness, no. Like, no. Why would it be? Like, what would they be doing with a big.
It's bringing Guinness around for a spin.
Mix it up. A little milkshake.
You would think it, like, there's cement trucks like that have cement in them.
Yeah. Or gas trucks that have gas in them. You see a Guinness truck and you think there's Guinness in it. But there's not. That's so fucking... That only twigged with me a couple of weeks ago and I was like, fuck me.
What's in it?
Like grains and stuff, barley for making the Guinness. They're bringing the stuff, they're bringing the barley to the Guinness factory to make the Guinness.
In fairness, I think I would have been the same as you.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Like if someone had just asked me the instant answer, what's in that truck? I would go, oh, Guinness.
Yeah.
No,
but that's like
I just thought it was Guinness until now.
There you go.
I think a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, like it seems obvious, but it's just something that you don't know.
Okay.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Next one is from Cormac. Cormac wants to know.
What's he
says, Joe, you claimed people climbed Mount Everest in suits. Nonsense, obviously. But it got me wondering, what do you think is the most needless specialised clothing or equipment?
Running glasses.
That was quick.
Glasses like, in general, like, just get contact lenses.
It's an interesting point.
I know. That's only, I'm only joking. Glasses are grand.
It's just
but running glasses are a bit mad. Is that so stones don't hit you in the eyeball?
But how fast?
You can see why they're running.
Load front.
Yeah, without the wind going in your eyes. But like, who the fuck do you think you are, Flash Gordon? How fast do you think you're going?
Yeah, showing off at that stage.
Yeah,
you've took too many trips to Catalan.
Ridiculous. That's what I think. Wristbands. Wristbands like
concert wristbands.
No, like to wipe sweat off your head. Just use your hand, mate.
It's all just added on bits to make it look cool.
So what's the most unnecessary one? Running air, but like. You know the sports earphones mm-hmm. that people use, and they like wrap around their ears and go yeah. into their ears, and then it even connects behind the head. That's just use earbuds. Like they're not going to fall out.
Have you seen the ones that don't even go inside your ear?
Yeah, they just sit at the front of your ear.
Yeah, they send the frequency the sound through the bone in your like your skull.
That's not right.
Trying them out, it's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, like it sounds, it you hear it in your ears. It's perfect. But it's nowhere near your ears.
And where, what's it attached to?
It just sits on the side of your head. Like it looks like the wrap around.
Your head.
It looks like the wrap around earphones, but instead of the earbuds going inside your ear, they just
sit. It goes on your temple, does it?
Yeah, I think it rests on your temple, yeah.
That's fucking stupid,
isn't it?
I'd say it's not stupid.
It's unnecessary.
Might be.
Fucking put headphones in.
Yeah, just that's what I'm saying. Ridiculous.
Probably a lot better for your ears though.
Probably.
I'm guessing.
It wouldn't be good for your temple.
Or your bones.
Anyway, is that the best you have?
True bones.
I'm trying to think.
Running glasses.
A barman's apron. I don't know why the fuck barmen need aprons.
Two coins.
Stick in your pocket.
No, for when you're taking out the till.
Stick in your pocket. Fucking. And a barman with an apron is the most ridiculous. A chef's hat. I think is stupid. Hairnets. Hairnets is not stopping hair from falling out of anyone's head onto a burger. Definitely not.
Says the man who owns and operates his own.
Hassle will be onto you.
No.
Well, you have to do it, but it's ridiculous that you.
No, them real tall chef hats are stupid.
They are, yeah. Very unnecessary.
Hitting off lights and all.
In the way. It's in the way. Or just like the chef's clothes in general. Do they need to be in uniforms? Why can't they just wear whatever the fuck they want? Like, no one's seeing them.
Shin pads.
Is. Hang on.
Shin pads.
Are you on there?
Oh, what? No. Knee pads.
What?
Like, knee pads if you're fucking on a skateboard. If you fall, you're going to hurt somewhere else other than there. You know?
That's as bad as stuff he come out with.
Guarded hats. They're fucking silly looking. They are so silly looking.
So let's get away from headgear, from hats. The design of hats seems to be annoying the two of you. Is there anything that you think, like you with the mountaineers, you said you could climb Everest in a suit. Like all this other stuff is just fancy nonsense.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think of that.
Is there anything else you look at and go, that's just...
Walking sticks.
What if you need... The support.
People do need them.
If you can't walk without sticks, then you probably shouldn't be doing mountain climbing. Use your hands. I know, that's not true. I'm just trying to fucking reach for something here. I think they're very beneficial. but not necessary. A forced aid, I don't know. I feel like if you're climbing Mount Everest and you have a forced aid kit. Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it?
What are you saying, a forced aid kit?
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah, like I think if you're going to really hurt yourself on Mount Everest, you're probably going to die pretty quick. Like a plaster and a few bandages isn't going to help.
That's true.
Shano. says to us. Last week you had a listener ask about how you'd set up your own pub. Remember this question?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Three drinks on top.
I actually remember that, yeah.
Yeah. He said, well, he'd want to know, what would you do if you had your own restaurant? So things like, what three dishes would you pick instead of the three drinks? And also, would you have a team?
Well, you had the idea ages ago of making restaurants that would be like a church, but like you go in and like the Angelus would go off and that'd be happy hour, and the confession box would be where you go to get your, I can't remember, there was loads of little bits and pieces that I had attached to it, but it's basically a church and the barmen are priests, and if you order wine, like they'll give it to you in a chalice, and like it's all kind of
teamed
like that.
A restaurant that's themed around like films or something, and like have the burgers called like Back to the Future Burger. Do you know what I mean? There's a fella that like I seen on TikTok who like bought the domain of Extravision.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever see him?
No.
And he like owns the rights to Extravision or something, and he's doing something with it. And I was like, oh, such a good idea to like re-franchise Extravision but keep it the exact same and just turn it into a restaurant.
Turn it into a restaurant?
Like a diner, like Eddie Rockets or something.
Mm.
And just use all the same brand and all the same colour scheme. And just like on the walls have like VHS tapes and stuff, like, and just mimic the whole shop. But like it's just a sit-in place where you can like a Wow Burger or like, do you know that way?
You like that, do you?
That would be good.
I think gimmick restaurants run out of steam very quick. Like if you take Karen's Diner, I seen somebody put up a video from Karen's Diner and I was like, that's so 6 months ago. But you go in and I kind of feel sorry now for the staff because they're doing the same shtick, and it was probably novel at first, but I'd say part of them now are really like, fuck you and fuck this job and fuck this little bit that I have to do. I feel like it's transformed from
actual
fake acting to actual frustration now,
because they can like vent their frustration, so
yeah,
it's actually real.
Because that'd be a hard job to do that all the fucking time.
Yeah,
to be a cunt all the time.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to be nice.
And what's the return? Like I've been to Karen's and I'll never go back, so I feel like if you do something novelty, it has to be enough reason.
Well, you wouldn't set it up as like a novelty thing, like, you know, you just have to like, because like most kids nowadays like aren't going to know what Extravision is, but if you just do class food and the food is lovely, they'll just go for the food, do you get me? And they'll just get that hit of like, oh, this used to like be a name of a, like a video store when I was,
and they'd be like, what's a video?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there'd be stories to told in it as well. It'd probably be a bit gimmicky, like, and you'd probably go once.
And you have to have your Extravision card to get a meal. You have to be a member.
You can buy a membership.
And you have to bring your plate back on time.
That's a bit gimmicky now.
Well, we're leaning into the gimmick thing, aren't we?
Yeah.
You just want a restaurant that has like a little bit of decoration, like Extravision. I'm like, oh yeah, and then you have to rewind tapes to get for the menu or something. Like, yeah, or the menus are in the cases.
Have, like, old TVs in the corners playing films.
Yeah.
Just like on and no sound, like just the effect of it.
The menus would be in the case cassettes, and like you'd, instead of tissues, they'd have like film, old film or something like that.
And what three dishes? What were you saying? What else? Three dishes?
Pick three dishes, yep.
Or maybe it's some sort of spaghetti dish and the spaghetti looks like film all rolled up.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't be into that though. That's very gimmicky, isn't it?
Literally an Extravision restaurant.
A burger, chips and chicken wings. No, like a fish option, a meat option, and a spaghetti option. And no veggies allowed. <They're> like, there's a bit of lettuce for you. Yep, there.
You could call the fish dish extra fishing. Something in that, lads. Come on, give me a fucking break here, lads.
I just don't even like the idea of that anymore.
Would you not name dishes after kind of
films?
Peak Extravision era films?
Like games.
Or games.
The Tomb Raider fries.
Yeah, something like that.
And then when you get them, Lara Croft comes out. Like the toy show.
Yeah. That lives rent free in my head.
Do you remember that one? she comes out like and does that whole thing, and all the kids are afraid.
I'm not even afraid.
Parents are real awkward, and they're all just sinking into their seats. Look, it's Laura Croft from The Game. I want to go home.
Oh, Jesus. They're there playing the PlayStation 1. They couldn't give a fuck that he's going around with the girl. Oh, stop. Oh, that
and
was
Pat
awful.
Kenny's just there. And there she is now. Wow. Look at her go.
It's actually Laura Croft. Oh, God. I love it. Come on, we watch that clip.
The music and all sets the town. Right, leave it there, so. Okay, now.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.